Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody. It is the All-Star break, and we're going to talk about the first 50-plus games. Jerry Reynolds, Ryan in Sacktown. Glad to have you with us here on If You Don't Like That.
3, 2, 1, go.
Sacramento missed you. Carter. Stolen by Williams. And look at this. Oh, you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
Bucks. Goodbye. Oh, if you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball. The exclamation point from De'Aaron Fox. Oh, if you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
Boy, that's an ESPN highlight right there. Whoa. Collison comes in. How about this? Holy moly, Jim Bob Boley. That is a major league smush.
Yes, indeed. Ryan in Sacktown, Jerry Reynolds. And Jerry, I got to give Jerry credit. He hit it on the number last night at halftime. He said the first team to 100 will win going to Ralph Lawler, Lawler's Law. Jerry, you know what? You finally got one right. Nice job.
Yeah, I don't very often, but, you know, I trusted Ralph Lawler on this one. You know, that halftime was so low scoring and such an ugly game. I think we all knew it'd have to get better, which it did, but it didn't. There still wasn't going to be a lot of points scored.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a grind to get to where it was at. So well spotted by you two. You were in on that too, Grant.
I was in on that. I thought the team that scored 107 first like you did would win. All right, so the All-Star break is upon us. The Kings are now eighth in the West. And to me, I think the top four teams are pretty much set. Now, we can't predict injury, but I think that by and large, the teams that are 1 through 4 right now will be there. They might change order, but I think those are going to be your teams. I really think you're looking at New Orleans, Phoenix, Dallas, and Sacramento, okay? Those are the four teams right now, in my opinion, that are fighting 5 through 8. And the key, as we all know, you want to be no worse than 6th. So, you know, I know it's a cliche, Jerry, but down the stretch, beginning as soon as this All-Star breaks over, every single game is critical.
Well, it absolutely is, and I totally agree with you. I think the top four spots, those teams aren't going to move. They might, like say, adjust, and barring major health, that's it. But I do think where the Kings have a lot of reason to be optimistic is they have the best home schedule of any of those teams you mentioned. They have 17 home games to 11 road games, and several of the teams really have played more home games going, and they'll have to play more road games down the stretch. So generally that's an advantage. Doesn't mean you're going to win all your home games, but history proves you win more home games than you do road games. So I really do like, under the circumstances where the Kings are, I think they have a chance to get to 5 or 6. I mean, I'm not saying they will, because I think some of those teams, the Pelicans and the Suns, may be more talented. So, you know, you have to factor that in, and Dallas is definitely improved.
All right, so Ryan, I want to get more into that. The Kings have played 30 road games, but New Orleans has played 29 road games. All right, and they're going to be battling on one of those, against one of those, okay? Here's the – and Dallas, by the way, has played 25 road games, so obviously you can do the math there. Even if you go to public school in Indiana, you can do the math there that that's five fewer road games than Sacramento. The Bowling Green math also in Ohio has its limitations. So sometimes I have to use my calculator. You understand, Jerry? You got that, right?
Oh, I understand.
Got it.
All right. But here's the problem with that. And I guess problem is not the right word. The Kings are not that good at home. They're not that good of a home team. They're only 15-9 at home. And I think for a team that has a record of 31-23, their home record should be better. Maybe it will be. Maybe they'll get going at home. But they have not been, and it's really weird, but they have – when's the last time the Kings were a really good home team? It's been a while.
You could argue they haven't been a good home team since they've been in Golden 1 Center as a whole. I mean, last year, not good. This year, same trend, a little bit better. Grant, I don't know what really changes that. I guess maybe you point to the fact that they've had not long home stands. They've been a little bit on the shorter side, and they haven't been able to settle in. You've seen the Kings play well when they settle into something, whether it's on the road or at home, hence that last seven-game road trip.
Let me just give you that, Jamie, just to throw some numbers at you. Minnesota's currently number one in the West. They're 19-5 at home. One of their losses, by the way, Sacramento. Oklahoma City at home, 21-6. The Clippers at home, 20-6. Denver, who the Kings beat last night, at home, 21-5. Phoenix at home, 18-11. You know, it's just the Kings, I can't put my finger on it, Jerry. They should be better at home.
Oh, absolutely. And I think if you're Mike Brown, that's exactly right. You've got now the best schedule, but you have to win your home games. And you know, we've all sat here and we watched them lose to the Hornets and the Detroit Pistons at home. So, yeah, that has to change. I mean, having the good schedule gives them every chance to make a change, but you got to win at home. And, yeah. I mean, they've been a good road team. A good road team last year and this year as well. Certainly one of the best. So you're in a sense, you say, well, they'll take care of the road pretty good. You know, if they go out of the 11 left, they go 6-5. That's terrific, regardless who you're playing. This team probably needs to go about 14-3 in the remaining home games.
Ryan, have you looked at the next five games? San Antonio coming out of the break at home. Then you're at the Clippers, home against Miami, at Denver, and then you are, again, at Minnesota. So that's a heck of a five games. To me, the San Antonio and Miami games, you got to win. You're better than those teams, but Miami can be pesky. Clippers going to be tough. At Denver, if they're healthy, going to be tough, and at Minnesota. But that's a heck of a way to come out of the break with those five games.
Yeah, and I think that's partially why last night's win was so important, because you get that win last night, then you come into the game against the Spurs. Hopefully that one is, you know, smooth sailing, but that could have been a trap game if the Kings lost. So, yeah, the Kings are going to have to play their best ball, and Grant, we've seen them play really well after the All-Star break, and Sabonis doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah. What concerns you the most about this team, Jerry? I mean, their record's good, but they're in eighth. To me, and I went over this last night in the postgame show, they're just so inconsistent. Their point differential is not that good. It should be better. And their points allowed per game is troubling to me. And so that's why I'm still a little leery coming out of the break about this team moving up significantly. And by significantly, I mean, be a top six team. Yeah, I know they're only a game out of the fifth place. I understand things are that tight. But what has to change, Jerry, for the Kings to get on that type of a run that you just referred to in terms of their home games?
Well, I do think that, you know, that and everything you mentioned, I think the win margin, some of that could get better if they take care of the home court with the good schedule that they'll have after this original four or five games coming out of the block. But defensively, they got to play better defense. Now, we saw it in the second half. I do think we've seen some more signs of them being a better defensive team this year than last. But so that's got to continue. I worry about the bench. It's just not deep enough. You know, I mean, Monk and Lyles and whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really. Yep. I mean, it's of the top teams in the West that you're competing with, the Kings have, I think, the worst bench by far. And so that is a concern, because if you did have injuries of any significance, the more you really are thin.
Yeah, no doubt, Jerry. And we came into the season saying this Sacramento Kings team's deeper than it's been in a really long time. For me, the thing that needs to change is Mike Brown's rotation. You just hit on it, Jerry. Other than Trey Lyles and Malik Monk, name another King that you can guarantee is going to play 18 minutes on a nightly basis. You just don't know. And so now that you've signed Keon Ellis to a full-time roster deal, maybe he slides into those minutes and you prep him for the playoffs going in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that's the hope. And I mean, I think Keon does give him pretty consistently good defense, as does Davion Mitchell. But I think offensively, you just don't know if you're going to get any offense from either of those guys. So, you know, and that's kind of the rub.
Yeah.
You know, Davion's had some pretty good games recently. But you need to, as Grant pointed, I mean, you need some consistency there. You know, if those guys get minutes, they've got to, you know, you want the good defense, but you want some productivity from them, and you need it.
Here's the issue that I have when I look at the playoff standings. And again, I can't predict injuries. We can't. So we're assuming that the teams are going to stay relatively healthy. Phoenix and New Orleans are currently ahead of the Kings at fifth and sixth. I know the Kings and the Suns this year have had some crazy games, but when the Suns are healthy, I put them ahead of Sacramento by a whisker, okay?
Yep.
New Orleans, to me, when they're healthy, and I know they're 4-0 against the Kings, but that can be misleading sometimes. I mean, the Kings are 3-0 this year against Denver, and they're not a better team than Denver. So sometimes we got to be careful. But the New Orleans looked very formidable against Sacramento. Not a good matchup for the Kings. So I guess my question to both of you, and Ryan, I'll start with you. Who are the Kings going to finish ahead of if we assume that Minnesota, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, and Denver are going to be 1-4 in any order? And then you have Phoenix and New Orleans with 33 wins each. And then Dallas. I think the Kings are better than Dallas personally, but I don't think they're better than Phoenix, and I don't think they're better than New Orleans. So should I expect the Kings to be a top six team in the West, Rhino?
I don't think you should, Grant. And you're not even mentioning the teams that are right outside the eight we're talking about. Golden State is playing pretty decent basketball, and they've been in a ton of close games this year. But the Kings, I just don't see, short of, you know, Phoenix, an injury to Booker, which could happen, or Durant, that could happen to anybody. I don't see the Kings moving up. I think it's a play-in, and you hope for that seven.
Jerry?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, I think if just on what we know now, I think you'd have to put Phoenix. And I think them picking up Royce O'Neal
was
move on their part. In other words, they got another guy that they can depend on. Now, Bradley Beal's out, but then Bradley Beal's always out. So I'm not sure what that does. I mean, and in a lot of ways, I'm not sure Grayson Allen's not actually a better player anyway, fitting in with, you know, Booker and Durant. You know, that's – and the Pelicans, obviously – but so much of that with the Pelicans here again, Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson are the keys, and they almost always miss a lot of games. Now, they haven't so much this year, or at least Ingram hasn't. So, I'm not saying you got to count on that, but I mean, there's a reason why this is a team that does seem to have a lot of injuries, and they have for years with those guys. So maybe on that basis, and you can catch them. But I'm with Ryan. I mean, I think realistically, if everybody stays healthy, those two teams are going to be tough to catch. And I would differ on one thing Ryan said. I mean, the Lakers, I think, are better than the Warriors. And they're heading that way. You know, big win the other night without LeBron. And of course, the Warriors had a chance for a big win. They gagged it down the stretch. Lost to the Clippers.
I agree. The Lakers are better. First of all, they got four more wins than the Warriors. The Warriors are not going to catch the Kings. And if they do catch the Kings are not even going to be a top 18. They'll be 9 or 10 because the Warriors are four games back of Sacramento. Four games back with this number of games left is a very sizable lead. The Lakers, meanwhile, are only two games back of Sacramento. And that's a big difference. So I'm with you on that. I'll tell you this. I don't want a scenario where you're playing the Lakers or the Warriors in the play-in tournament if I'm Sacramento. No. I just would not want that. I really wouldn't.
No. I mean, you just don't. I mean, betting against Steph Curry or LeBron James is really not a very pleasant experience for the most part, especially in a one-game situation.
Yeah, exhibit one from the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes. LeBron is in that same category.
Yeah,
exactly.
I want to tell you that today's show is brought to you in part by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to sacserviceplumbing.com or call the number on your screen. That's New Works Plumbing. They've got a fix for you. And remember, they're available 24/7. I had lunch with the folks at New Works Plumbing today. Really good to meet up with them, and so happy that everything is going well. And I want to say thank you to those of you that follow us on a regular basis for using New Works Plumbing when you have plumbing issues and repairs. Thank you very much. They appreciate it. I appreciate it. And again, can't thank you enough. All right. So here we are at the All-Star break. I know we keep saying this, but the fact that Domantas Sabonis is not on the All-Star team is so baffling to me. I still can't believe it. I really can't. Fox, I get it. I don't think Fox is an All-Star this year. But Sabonis, I mean, I don't understand it. I just don't get it.
Well, I don't either. And I mean, I'll say this for De'Aaron, obviously, there's just so many good guards.
Yep.
And so that is tougher. But I mean, with Domas, and it's like, you know, okay, he leads the league in double doubles. He leads the league in triple doubles. You know, he's over 60% shooter. He leads the league in rebounding. He's playing on a winning team. You know, it's like, duh. And he plays every game. I mean,
yeah. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, I think the baffling part too is the coaches are the ones that snubbed him. I think one thing to mention though, if you watch a Domas game, sometimes you don't know what you're watching and how special it is because the game's changed so much. We're lucky here in Sacramento.
Oh yeah. You know, and, I mean, it's always amazing to me because you with the stats and all, he just plays and all of a sudden you notice, oh yeah, he's got 8 assists and 10 rebounds and 12 points. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, you don't even remember him shooting the ball or make it, you know, it's just a process of playing. I don't know that I've ever seen a center particularly like that. Obviously Jokic is, but I mean, other than that, I don't know if a center with the all around passing skills and the ability to score productively. And in his case this year, he's shooting 42% from three, you know?
Yeah.
You Scuba know, asked, Grant, who cares if Sabonis isn't an All-Star? Is it just for the accolades? I'd rather him rest and be with the family. I really don't get the need to be an All-Star. Well, he gets, I think, $1.3 million if he's on the All-Star team. So let's not forget about that. As far as rest, going to the All-Star weekend is not taxing. It's not physically grueling. If anything, I think you need more of a mental break this time of the year than a physical break. He obviously takes good care of himself. He's in good shape. He plays every game. But it's a big deal to the players to be on the All-Star team. And anyone that tells you it's not being truthful with you. It's a big deal to them. And they have the financial incentives in their contract as well. So I will just say that. All right. Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the disappointing thing for Sabonis is his legacy. It's not lost on him. And he's made this publicly known that he is very appreciative that he's in this role and he wants to stay in this role. So when it comes down to him trying to make a Hall of Fame run, getting an All-Star snub, it matters in that long run.
Yeah. You know, to Grant's point, I mean, yeah, it certainly, if it wasn't for the money, I mean, that would make a lot, that has to make a lot of difference to players. Now, I'm glad, you know, other than just the snub, I'm glad he's getting his rest and staying home. I think it's the best thing for he and Fox. But the other part, this is unusual, I think. He would like to go back to Indiana.
Yep.
Where he had a couple of All-Star years and was still a very popular player there. And so he's kind of a double snub in my mind, and then cost himself a lot of money too. So just not very fair. That's all I got to say.
All right, Carr says, how shocked will you be if the Kings don't make the playoffs this year? I won't be shocked, because if they're in the play-in at 7, 8, 9, or 10, you know, if you're 7 or 8, you can lose one game, but you can't lose two games. And then if you're 8 or if you're 9 or 10, the loser of the first game is out. So it's single game elimination. And again, you know, if you're matched up with the Warriors or the Lakers in a play-in, I'm sorry, I don't like the Kings' chances as much. So shocked, not with how good the West is this year. The West is so deep and so good. I wouldn't be, and by the way, making the play-in is not the playoffs. The playoffs are after the play-in, 1 through 8. Those are the teams that are in the playoffs. So would I be shocked? Not really. I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know about you guys, but that would not shock me.
Well, the West is so deep. I can't say I'd be shocked. I mean, I would be a little surprised. I will say this. The one thing about it is, last year, you know, the Lakers were in the play-in part of it, and they end up in the Western Finals.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Miami was in the play-in part of it, and they end up in the NBA Finals. And so, you know, I think there's so much parity that you know, any team can be a hot team. You know, it's a little, not quite like hockey, but you, if you're going in there healthy and fresh and together, you know, you got a chance to make up for some disappointments.
We got
no doubt.
Drought saying he's taking the wife to a movie and Bennett's for dinner for Valentine's Day. Well, good for you, because we love Bennett's, and I was there again today for lunch with the folks from New Works Plumbing, and all three of us were there, I think it was yesterday, weren't we? And Bennett's Westside Grill is their newest restaurant in Rockland. You go to bennettsrestaurants.com, you can make a reservation, you can check out the menu and more. Prime seafood and steak at Bennett's. And Ryan, I got to tell you, buddy, they had the mushroom, wild mushroom soup today. Oh, yeah. And, you know, me being Mr. Grant Napier, and I went with the redfish again, because freaking good. I just had to have it. So I had the redfish with a side of sauteed spinach. Jerry had that yesterday, too.
It's great. You know, now, I mean, Grant is, if there's anybody that's predictable, to be Grant Napier.
That's right.
He doesn't need a menu. He just walks in and orders redfish.
Yeah. And I say yesterday, 2 days ago, my memory is getting to be like Jerry as I get older. I can't really remember what I did yesterday. So that was 2 days ago that we had lunch.
Sometimes that helps, not being able to remember much.
Sometimes Napes doesn't even need utensils. The food's gone as soon as it's on the table.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing seeing him just drop his head right on the plate like that, you know?
Yeah. You know, I normally eat standing up. You know, Jerry knows that, you know, we didn't have a lot of time on the road after I got done with my radio show. So very often I'd be in the press room just eating my food standing up, because I didn't have a lot of time. So, and I didn't go into the Kings press room because it was the very worst of any press room in the entire NBA. So I didn't even go in there because I was like, good Lord, is this embarrassing? So, you know, but that's the first move I would make if I owned the team. All right. I would make sure that the media room at the arena is not as embarrassing as it is. That's the very first thing that I would do. Just let you know.
I was always an expert in press rooms, and certainly the Kings rank right at the bottom, although I would eat there because it's free. And so I appreciate free.
You do appreciate free. Absolutely. And then, Ryan, by the way, the best now is Detroit. The spread that they have in Detroit, their press room, it's like going to a full-fledged restaurant. And then, of course, if you don't like all of the different entrees they have, you got the pizza, because owner. Yeah, you got all the pizza, and it's all there. You got the soft serve ice cream machine, which I had to like handcuff Jerry's hands behind the back, being diabetic and everything. I had to say, Jerry, wait a minute now. You know, Mrs. Reynolds is not going to be happy if I see you over at that ice cream machine.
Yeah,
I'd still sneak over it, Ryan. I'll tell you right now. But yeah, he's right. I'd say Detroit. You know, I always thought the Lakers, sadly, as much as I hated it.
Yeah.
Of course, as much as I hate the Lakers, I'd always eat extra there just to foster them. Yeah,
okay, but I got to ask this, though. Isn't your cafeteria always the worst cafeteria, though? Because you eat there the most?
Well, I think you might get used to it the most, but I think there's some. I know something. I mean, going to Dallas and the choice of food and desserts and stuff.
See, Sacramento's embarrassing. Trust me, Ryan.
It's near Ryan, the bottom. I'd have to think about every one of them, but it's near.
Charlotte, and Sacramento are the two worst in the league, and it's embarrassing. It's flat out embarrassing.
Okay, yeah. So while we're on the subject, what is a good middle of the road press room consist of?
Well, you have to have several different entree possibilities, you know, that, that aren't hot dogs and all, and you like dessert of some type. Okay. So I think that would be as much it as anything, several breads, you know.
Portland was good. Portland had a good press room.
Portland was always good. Orlando was very good.
Yeah.
Miami's no good. Miami's terrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Miami's terrible.
Yeah, surprising. Yeah. And they make you pay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm...
But we always got our free little tickets. Jerry made sure that he got that little ticket from Kings Media Relations.
One year I forgot. It just, I just about starved to death because I wasn't going to pay $5 to eat a good meal. It wasn't a good meal anyway.
No, it wasn't.
$5.
Yeah. My God.
All right. So let's just have some fun here.
Yeah.
We always like to make predictions. Right now, the Kings are eighth in the West. Jerry talks about they have a very favorable schedule in terms of home versus the road, but I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing based on how they play at home. So, Ryan, I'll go with you first. What place will the Kings finish in the Western Conference this year?
Seventh place.
Jerry?
I'm afraid I would agree. I think it's seventh.
I'm going to go 7-2, and I think they'll be fighting out for 7 and 8 with Dallas. I think one of those teams will be 7, and I think the other will be 8. And then I think the Lakers will be right behind them and possibly the Warriors. But right now, I think the New Orleans and Phoenix, and again, this is without knowing any possible injuries, I just got to put them ahead of Sacramento by just a little bit. I really do.
Yeah, you know, and Dallas improved themselves too.
They did.
I thought they've got at least 1.5 players that can make a difference for them or help them. And so, yeah, I think they scare me a little. And you're always scared of the Lakers. Yeah. I mean, not that far behind, and they're playing really well. I mean, I think their bench is surprisingly pretty darn good.
Jerry, do you see anybody in the East beating the Celtics this year?
You know, I think the Knicks could, if when healthy. I think that here again, they getting Anunoby and I mean, they've really added some nice pieces. DiVincenzo has been terrific here late. Really perfect fit with Brunson. And of course, Randall. I think they could. I really do. I mean, the Celtics clearly are you'd have to say they're the favorites. But I'd see the Knicks ahead of the Bucks at this stage.
I'm with Jerry. I think the Knicks are extremely fun to watch. I think Jalen Brunson is the toast of the town right now in New York City. Yeah. And I just think they play a brand of basketball that's gritty, yet it's very technical. And it's going to be fun to see them match up if they make it to the playoffs.
The Bucks have not been the same team since they made a decision to part ways with Jrue Holiday. I still think that was a horrible move. Say what you want about Dame, but Jrue Holiday was a perfect fit for the Bucks, and they're not as good without Jrue Holiday. They're just not.
No, I agree with you, and I think, you know, Chris Middleton has just not been Chris Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have that consistent second 20-point score, you know, since all of his injuries. And I'll just add one other thing. Don't count Miami out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
they got a great coach.
Great coach. And Jimmy Butler is truly playoff Butler. You know, he's an excellent player during the regular season, but he's a great player in the playoffs.
Well, we're going to see Miami coming up real soon out of the All-Star break. And the Miami Heat beat the Kings on the last road trip. So we'll see how the Kings do. But I know one thing, and I know it's a cliche, but we're going to keep saying it. You know, it used to be, well, gee, the regular season doesn't mean anything. Well, the regular season means something this year. I can guarantee you that. Anyone that thinks that this regular season does not mean anything is not looking at the standings every day.
No, yeah, why do you?
And both divisions are so good. I mean, I think the West is better than the East is due to depth, but man, there's some good teams. It's as deep in both sides as I can remember.
Jerry, Grant, do you credit the rule changes, specifically the 65 game rule, for changing the conferences and the competitiveness this year?
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but I'd have to think that is a factor. I mean, you know, guys kind of know they got to trot out there if they can to get to that 65.
And 65 is not a lot of games, though. You can miss 17 games. You can miss 17 games. That's a lot of games to miss.
Yeah, it is. I mean, no, it's a very easy rule, but I mean, just the fact they have a rule, and I suspect most players, as Ryan said, they want to be available for all the awards, for contract money and bonuses and stuff. And I mean, you don't want to cut it too close. Yep. I mean, it's not, and I think so. Most guys are thinking, well, I better try to focus on playing 70 in case, you know, you get hurt late or something. So you don't want to miss any games you don't have to. So I think that's a great point.
All right. We got a recommendation. All right. If you like steak, go with the New York Prime. It's phenomenal. And if you get the New York Prime and you don't like it, I'll reimburse you for your dinner, okay? Mm. They now also have a 9-ounce lobster tail from the Caribbean. And I was there two nights ago, and both the guys that I were with, they ordered the lobster tail, and they said it was phenomenal. And I talked to the waiter, and they said that the people have been loving the lobster tail. It's 9 ounces. It's a very good good portion of lobster, the lobster tail. So those are my recommendations. But if you like steak, you're not going wrong with the New York Prime. It's phenomenal. It's great.
We've said a lot about the redfish. I'm going to throw one other one in there if you're a steak fan, the hanger steak, the steak in Fritz. It's if good. You don't like French fries, you can also sub those out for some spinach or mashed potatoes.
Yep.
That is a killer dish. The short rib, too. Oh, boy.
The short rib is great. You're right. Yep.
Well, making me hungry, guys. With steak, just burn the fur off of it and I'll eat it.
Burn the fur off it and you'll eat it. Okay. I got you. Burn the fur off the steak. I haven't heard that one yet. And
you don't want the fur on there because it gets stuck in your teeth. You know, you have to spit it out. So burn that off there.
Oh my God. So I don't know. I'm going to miss you guys. We're not going to be able to talk for over a week. You know, I don't know if I'm going to survive or not.
Hey, folks, I want to talk to you about ZBiotics. Let's face it, after a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And again, I was a bit on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then I was at a birthday party. My buddy and his wife had rented out a restaurant, and I had a couple of drinks, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot tonight. And you know what, folks? Believe me, it is the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's so much going on, right? Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is back with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, go to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code Grant at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, it's going to be tough for all of us, but fortunately, there's a good golf tournament this weekend.
So yes.
I love to watch golf, and so that helps. And certainly, I don't care about the All-Star game, so I won't be watching that.
I won't either. I'd rather watch paint peel off the wall. Yeah. Ryan, you watching the All-Star game?
not the All-Star game, but I will watch Saturday night. I'm interested to see how having it in the bigger stadium, Lucas Oil, will affect the three-point shootout.
That's a good point. Yeah, the background really is different. And, you know, I do like the three-point contest because it is a skill. Yep. You know, making three-point shots, which so that's always kind of interesting. But I've given up on the dunk long ago.
Well, Lucas Oil ought to be called Eli Manning Stadium after going in there and beating the Patriots. So thank you very much in the Super Bowl and the MVP with the great pass to Mario Manningham down the near sideline in the fourth quarter, which set up the game-winning score. Anyway, that's what I would do. I would personally change the name of the stadium around.
Here's the sad part, Ryan. He can probably recall each and every play of that game after all these years.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I pretty much can.
I'm sure.
And of course, the way the Giants currently look, he'll have had to look back on for another decade.
Oh my God. So while I have you here, Jerry, and Grant too, I want to get your opinion on this because it is topical and related to basketball. Caitlin Clark expected to break the NCAA scoring record tonight. Thoughts on the achievement and her game, Jerry?
I want to go first. She's amazing. And I don't watch the WNBA. I watch college basketball a lot, the women's game. I always have. I think women's college basketball is a phenomenal sport. And I actually enjoy it a lot, watching women's college basketball.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I think the women's college game is growing faster, certainly, than the men's game, and mainly because at least you have known players, stars that are still there. You know, the men's game, as soon as they become somebody, they're gone. So you just, you know, it's really about the school and the coach. And Caitlin Clark, yeah, I watched her. She's terrific. I mean,
yes, she is.
I don't know. I mean, she's almost, in my mind, a version of Pistol Pete Maravich. Women's game. She's not quite as flashy, but I mean, her ability to score and also keep her teammates involved. She averages 8 a game and very deserving of winning the or breaking the record. As Kelsey Plum was terrific, but Caitlin Clark is kind of must see. And truly, if she were to go in the WNBA to Indiana, they would probably save that franchise because that's one of the WNBA franchises that just hasn't drawn significantly.
Guys, thank you very much. And we'll look forward to reconvening next week after the All-Star break. Jerry, enjoy your couple of days. Ryan, thank you very much, my friend.
Always great, guys.
And thank you. Enjoy a couple of days off. And always good to have you right here on If You Don't Like That. Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.